We love hip hop.
All right. We got a full house in here today, man. Y'all ready to get into this, man? Listen, man. I'm really excited to have all y'all in the building here today, man.
Yeah.
I've been watching y'all. Let me make sure you got an Astro over here. You know what I'm saying? Because we over here, we fucking good. Let me introduce this, and then we'll get into our conversation. It's your boy Friday Ricky Dread here with another interview for your head top. Before we get into it, I want to give a quick salute to the sponsors. Big salute to Diamond Club. Hit them up on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, if you want any delivery of any of the loudest loud across the GTA. You also find them on the Seven Days of Weed website. Use the code WeLoveHipHop, get yourself a little discount. Also, if you want some of that blem, hit up Steaming Hot Grabba. They also have delivery of Grabba all over the GTA. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steaming Hot Grabba, and get yourself a discount with the code WeLoveHipHop. Last but not least, for my people in Ottawa, if you want any of the legacy blends from over there in Ottawa, they got Sixpence over there in Ottawa as well. Hit up Only Loud. They have their own brands as well. Delivery same day in Ottawa, as well as same day delivery in the GTA and delivery across Canada. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Only Loud Canada, and you can find them on Snapchat, onlyloud.ca. You know, got to pay the bills. You know what I'm saying, gentlemen?
For sure.
I'm really happy to have y'all over here today because I usually interview a lot of hip hop artists and rappers, you know what I'm saying? But like with y'all, we have a bunch of dancehall artists in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. I'm going to introduce y'all as a collective, and then we're going to get to know each and every one of y'all individually. We have the Dagga Rhythm Cypher crew or collective in the building.
Dance with the
You know what I'm saying? So let's go around the table.
For your advice, you know, see, I wonder, I mean, I say, yo, you can find me on all platforms.
Okay. You in the middle right here, sir.
Jojo, you made that. You're, you know, the producer. You can find me on every single platform. Jojo, you made that.
Okay.
No, see, I want Enzo Bar. Can find me on all platforms. Enzo, 3 O's and a 36. Mad.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, say, I tap my knee because he's
okay.
Dancehall artist, you know?
Okay, nice. Big salute, Nico. Yeah, yourself over here?
Yeah, man, you don't know, say, R&D, E-R-I-N-D, on all platforms, definitely.
Okay. And you on the end here, sir?
Yeah, man, you know, say, Young Tune Off, on all platforms, yes, he.
Okay. What? So, okay, just a question around the room, just to start. What inspired y'all to do a cypher? Because I've seen a lot of, To be honest, the last time I seen a bunch of dancehall artists on one song together was the Snow Tune. I would do anything just for you. And there was like six people on the song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I haven't really been seeing that happen too often. So what inspired this?
Like, respectfully, I have to give credit to Tune Off for that. It was at the studio. That's a, you know, a regular day at the studio. And we're all like, chopping it up and saying, okay, we're always brainstorming.
Yeah.
Kind of trying to see, you know, how we could be different from everybody else. And it was like Tune Off's idea, like, yo, let's do a little freestyle exercise. Like, every man was punching.
Mm-hmm.
So the way the cypher happened was like super organic. Like, we went in the studio and everybody just was punched in and the vibe was just there.
Okay. Do me a favor, bring your mic just a little bit closer so we can hear you a bit better.
Like, sorry, up here.
Yeah. Perfect.
All right, buddy.
All right, and you know, as the producer, Jojo, right? When you were making the beat, did you have a cypher in mind, or was it like
honestly, there's no cypher in mind. The beat was original from single songs,
mm-hmm.
So that's why everybody had their bars from. Everybody had their own song on the rhythm already,
right?
So then everybody just said, "Yo, let me just go in the studio and just mess around." You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
after that became a cypher, so. Yeah.
Okay. And where did y'all shoot the video?
At
the same studio.
Yeah.
The video was shot at 777 Studios, just outside, where literally just posted up on the brick wall. You know, just simple idea. You know.
So, just to get a little bit clarity, because I'm watching the video, you're saying that everybody recorded in different had recorded already a verse in different times.
Yeah. So everybody has their own single track. There's already four songs of each verse, but like the actual full song.
Okay, so then what about when y'all brought it all together in the studio? Did every man get together in the studio? Did y'all send the verses around?
How nah, everybody
it was just a regular just, day just, still. Regular day. It was a regular day, and then we basically just said, yo, let's go in the booth, freestyle, you know? Mm. We were trying to get some TikTok content to post on TikTok and shit.
Okay,
and then
okay.
it just went viral from there still.
So when man them are in the booth recording the cypher specifically, you guys said freestyling, but was it like off the head, or did you use bars that were from other songs? Like how did from that come together?
Still. Yeah, from other songs. Yeah. So when we say freestyle, you know, we're just like just vibing, like you know, free vibes, you know.
Like, yeah.
The order was, already the order all of with singles, so we already kind of have a idea.
And the order wasn't
premeditated.
Yeah, it wasn't premeditated. It was smart, one man on just one on the mic, then the next man one on the mic. Everybody just vibing, you know.
Yeah.
That's why when we listen back to it, like we're so surprised at how it's.
Like natural,
smooth, like smooth the verses, and, like flowing you know, to each other.
When we re-record it, it was a whole different vibe. Cause when we first do it, we just do it straight.
Yeah,
boom, one take.
When
we re-record it, we are saying, "Yo, we couldn't believe it. That's so easy. We do it the first
time.
So then from there, you guys have the song recorded, right? You're vibing to it. You're like, all right, so let's just go outside and shoot a video.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, they go viral on TikTok first. And then, you know, from it goes viral, you have to do the right. So
wait, what went viral on TikTok? Did you guys just record some shit with the studio session?
The studio video.
The
cypher.
Basically, like how I started, they went in the studio, messed around, but they were recording it while they're messing around. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So they just posted it, you know, regular content, but then it just ended up blowing up on TikTok, getting a whole bunch of views, and everybody started pressing us in the comments after, yo, full song, we need this song. And then
that's what's crazy.
You could ask too, if you could pull up the receipts. Like the minute he posted it 3 times. Because he posted it and deleted it because he was like, man, I messed up like something in the posting. Because TikTok is, you got to know what you're doing with TikTok.
Yeah.
I heard him funny
the algorithm is crazy, you know what I'm saying? So when he posted it third time, I'm like, yo, bro, this is going to go viral. And JoJo has the receipt too. I sent it to JoJo and I'm like, yo, this is going to go viral.
And then
next day, I wake up, that's it.
So then you guys kind of did a reverse engineering in a way. Like you guys started to see this can go viral. Let's go make a video.
Okay.
That's the craziest rhythm I heard in the last what, like 6-7 years? Literally. It had to go viral, bro.
Yeah, Andre.
You know, it's interesting because where do you find dancehall?
Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer!
Okay, as somebody who's a hip hop guy, who's usually covering hip hop content and stuff like that, where do you look for the dance hall? Like, what are the pages you go to? What's the platform that most people are posting dance hall oriented content? You know what I'm saying? Where am I finding this?
Yeah, but Alpha, big up me and Danger still.
Yeah,
can I go?
Me and Danger,
First times.
Tropics.
Yeah,
and really, I got find a platform and I just feel like that's
not only you know.
What's the biggest one?
Right now, what?
Me and Danger.
Me and Danger and Quest Time still.
Yeah, Quest Time are two top. Quest Time and me and Danger.
So if you get posted on any of those pages, you're gone. Or you're at least you're
living. Not necessarily.
You're getting seen still.
Like the thing I pushed.
Yeah. 100%. You're going to see a bunch of little blue more followers on your page for that.
Yeah, sure.
Once a buddy.
So let me ask you guys, because we're over here in Toronto, right? Are all of y'all born in Jamaica? How many of y'all are born in Jamaica and how many of y'all are born here in Toronto?
I was born here.
Okay.
I'm born here too. Still
me,
born here.
Me born. I'm born and grown in Jamaica still.
Okay.
Born and grown in Jamaica still.
Jamaica.
Born and grown in Jamaica.
Born and grown.
Okay. So when it comes to like coming out of Toronto, as Jamaican artists, is it harder or is it easier? Because Jamaica, like, and let me ask, you know, while I'm asking the question, because, you know, Jamaica is a hard place to come out of, period. You know what I'm saying? Not just music, just to live. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be harder to get into the music industry. You come to Canada for a better life, but now to get into the music industry of dancehall, where, you know, being in Jamaica is the thing, is it harder? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, honestly, it's up to the person's perspective. But like when I moved to Canada, one of the things that wasn't so shocking to me is that it's heavily Jamaican influence, like the slang, everything. So there is appreciation for the culture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially a couple of songs that when I moved here where it was running the place, like Drake, Controller, Roy Woods, Go On, Big Up Yourself. It was all dancehall influence. So
yeah.
I already knew the love was there for it. Just blowing up here with dancehall, I think that's kind of what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what our goal is. We want to, you know, kind of put the city on the map in terms of dancehall. We want to create that wave.
Yeah.
So we don't really know yet. We're just working on it.
Do y'all get, because, and even for the man them who are born in Jamaica, because you're here now in foreign land, back home, do they call y'all foreigners?
Not really. Say that again.
Like, because you're here now, right? Y'all been here for a while. You just didn't just touch down now, right? Yeah. And now you're coming from here with the reggae, with the dance hall. Back home, are they trying to call y'all foreigners?
No, not necessarily.
Like a yardie's
always a
yardie. Yeah. Okay. Them kind of smelly
friend pies.
Right?
It's still their home, you know?
Yeah. And what about the performing and stuff like that? Like, where do Mandem usually, where can I catch Mandem performing songs and shit like that? You know what I'm saying?
Nowadays, it's just like, you know, just little events, clubs.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on who's linking up, you know?
Yeah.
Motors link up.
Most of them are just random.
I will say though, when the Mandem do perform though, places get shut down.
Crazy every time. No, because we have a huge dance hall scene here, right?
Yeah.
And people are going to parties that are ram, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Renaissance, all these different parties are ram.
Yeah.
So I would imagine like there would be more dancehall artists performing at these events.
Yeah.
Is that a thing? I never, personally,
I never seen, to be honest. And if there was, like, I don't know, I haven't seen the crowd act the way they do for these guys.
Mm-hmm. You see, because the city doesn't really have like a main dancehall artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they have a bunch, but like there's not a main one that really brought the thing up, right? So we're kind of like trying to do that right now. So until then, right?
BAP play there, I got you put in.
Yeah, I think, bro.
Let me ask you an off-brand question, guys. Okay? Because I watch a lot of dance halls sometimes online, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that I see, and it is called the dagger and rhythm, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's going on with the dagger?
I want to take a quick break from this episode to give a big shout out to Only Loud, Canada's one-stop shop for your favorite legacy brands and all things loud. Only Loud provides mail order delivery nationwide and same-day delivery to those in the Ottawa area. Check them out at onlyloud.ca or follow them on their socials, Instagram at onlyloudcanada or on Snapchat onlyloud.ca for more exclusive content. Only Loud is not just a product, it's a lifestyle. Big salute to the sponsors. Cheer!
It's gone to a level, fam, that is where I'm seeing it's like almost at WWE level. I'm seeing people jumping off the top ropes and shit. You know what I'm saying? How did it get this far, fam?
Honestly, it's been a sport still.
Wasn't from bucking ideas down McDonough and them children. Yeah, like, it just elevate though. It just
social media, like you see things more, but a long time.
So the thing that I'm seeing on social media is not a regular thing. That's just somebody just going pick. Like I've seen a man run from one side of the room all the way to the next side of the room.
A regular one.
Different levels that time.
Mandem, which one of the... Please, have any of the Mandem ever participated in the dagger? The craziest move that you've done, please.
No,
the daggering. You've done a crazy daggering move, like a jumped off the table.
Jojo was signature moves too. Yeah, the seat. Yeah, no, 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 relax.
What's your signature move, Jojo?
I didn't know this guy's
saying. Yeah, no, we just see dog arrest the laptop and be back on him.
Jojo's jumping off the top rope. Oh man. Okay. One thing I've seen also that's been big in the dancehall scene lately is the coming home of Vybz Kartel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? How is that going to help the dancehall scene? Do y'all think that's going to help bring the dancehall scene even
honestly,
higher?
A lot of people are scared that was going to mess up their career because, you know, everybody's just, Vybz Kartel. So,
yeah.
When he came on, everybody's career wasn't like really important, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, yeah.
Still that.
Yeah, still, to be honest, everything's still
kind of still running media, right?
No. Yeah, but honestly,
it just depends on where your focus is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, big up for Red Boss and everything. I'm glad, I'm just glad to say that the part when come out on is a positive vibe. Is what I say. And actually, if you notice, I'm going to push all of the artists that were down. A Jamaica and talented scene. So
yeah.
And I like him come for kill people career. So as long as you continue work hard, I feel like it's still possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like he's kind of helped it make it more mainstream. Mm-hmm. Right? Like he's gone really viral with the fact that he came out of jail and it was getting covered on a lot of like mainstream media. Mm-hmm. So the way I look at it, it's like it helps elevate the dance hall scene. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Is dancehall mainstream at this point, or is it still looking to break in that mainstream place?
Dancehall is definitely mainstream.
It's mainstream
definitely
still.
Definitely mainstream, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm. Like, for example.
It's mainstream, but I don't think
it could
it's
go
like,
further still.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think it's big as like the rap scene, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Like, those moments when we, like Sean Paul, it was mainstream at that point. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There was even a point when Elephant Man and those guys were doing a lot of different tunes with different hip-hop artists. It was mainstream at that point again.
I feel like that's like Skilly Bang like right now. Like I see Skilly Bang performing with Tyler, making songs with Tyler and stuff like that. So like I feel like he's actually the one to really put it on map again like mainstream-wise.
Yeah. So even with you guys individually, what's the steps y'all think to get to break into that mainstream as a dancehall artist? You know what I'm saying? Because it's different in hip-hop. Or is it the same? It's the same moves.
Just have to come with more creativity, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just stay consistent.
In this day and age, you have to kind of simple it down, you know?
Yeah.
Simple it down.
And be yourself, though. No, sure. I try to eye out for your crowd.
Yeah, because one thing I always observe from the outside as a hip-hop head, right? A lot of y'all are riding the same rhythm. But then it's like, okay, people break out from riding on those rhythms. Yeah. So what does that take? Like, what are the people looking at that? It's like, okay, I like this guy. You know what I'm saying? I heard Buju on a bunch of rhythms. I heard Beanie Man on a bunch of rhythms. They got famous. You know what I'm saying? But then those other guys that are on those rhythms too. You know what I'm saying?
Remember I said, there's two elements to music still. You know, you have the rhythm, the bad rhythm, or Jojo, them, and then you have the artist, them. Is when you can't leave out the other. They go together, they complement each other. So
yeah.
And I just look how you get a bad room and you're a boss. You know?
Yeah.
So, I think it has to do with talent and creativity, like one dance.
Yeah, so like basically when the audience is listening to all of these different songs, they'll hear somebody that stands out from the rest and then that person becomes a star. That's how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that, but I'm not gonna lie, this Dugger Rhythm Cypher. There wasn't really nobody that stand out more than the other. Honestly, everybody did what they're supposed to do on that whole song. Mm-hmm. Everybody I seen in the comments had Enzo, Wandan, Miko, Aaron, Tunuff. Everybody liked everybody, you know what I'm trying to say? So that's the good part about it.
Yeah. What does it take to make a rhythm blow up, you think?
Honestly, it's a good question.
For the producer.
I would honestly say the artist. I would honestly say the artist. Because you can make a bad rhythm and no one can hear it. Yeah. If you don't have that talented artist, then or the platform. You also need a nice platform to push that rhythm off.
Yeah. Where do y'all think dancehall is going in the future? Right? Is it like because right now one of the sounds that's taken over is Afrobeats, like crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Is it going into a fusion mixing with that, or
Where do you I always keep seeing a lot of people talking about Afro beats and Afro beats is taking over. Like, I don't know. I never really seen that down here, personally.
Mm.
Like, I never seen Afrobeats take
it's
over.
It's like two different lanes. So.
Yeah, like, me going out, like, as much as I don't, even though I don't go out as much, I always hear dance more than I hear Afrobeats.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
like nowadays. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Afrobeat, one, it has a bigger community already, right? Mm. So that gives it that advantage. But yeah, I think dancehall is just, it's only up from here for dancehall because it's, it being brought back into the game more, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's only up.
Yeah.
Positive.
And each of y'all, like, what do y'all got going on now? Like, you know, since this has been bubbling, right? I'm sure you guys are, you know, trying to put out solo things and really move with the motion right now, mm-hmm. right? Like, you know, each of tell me about the projects you guys
yeah,
have.
Yeah, because the Dagger Rhythm, as a man named that said earlier, like, each of us have our own singles in it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, the man named just going to drop their singles now.
Like, for example,
and videos and
today,
stuff.
File Check, dropped today. One Done, Enzo, same rhythm, man. Dagger Rhythm.
Okay.
By the time I see this, and I can't stream it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Dope.
Yeah, for sure.
Dope.
I'll even, like, today, it was on the radio today.
Mm.
Yeah. On a 105.5, Vibe 105. Yeah, so that was a nice
big
push
up to ice for that.
Big up ice, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, we still have to keep the cipher vibe them.
Yeah,
we have some new cipher for our
mm-hmm.
What about with the hip hop scene and stuff like that? Do you guys, is reggae feeding off of hip hop or is hip hop feeding off of reggae?
Big salute to Steamin' Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got Red Rose Grabba, that Red Herring Grabba, and Peanut Butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba, and use the code WELOVEHIPHOP and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer!
I definitely want to say reggae is feeding off of hip-hop. But I don't.
Nah, they are
I don't know, man. I never heard auto tune before. Rap niggas started doing auto tune.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that wise, maybe yeah. I mean, like lyrics wise. So that's what I mean, like lyrics wise.
Yeah. I don't think that, like JoJo said, there's like a lyrical influence. Maybe like a sound, like
the sound.
Instrumental kind of influence.
Yeah, yeah.
Not in terms of like what we talk about and dance. I was always lyrically present.
And what do you guys all see for your main glow up? You know what I'm saying? Like when you get to the top of the mountain of where you're looking for in your careers, what does that look like? What have you done? You know, you have some Grammys, other businesses. Like what's going on when you get to the top of the mountain? And I want to get an answer from each of you.
I mean, there's no limit still.
Mm.
Like,
facts.
No limit.
When I see myself, I stop.
Highest.
Music for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as
I
run
my bus and everything, like, still a gas studio, just for fun.
Mm-hmm. So, would the man ever want to do anything else besides music? Y'all don't want to get into movies?
Oh, 100%.
I'm going to acting still. I can't.
100%.
Yeah.
Most definitely want to go to acting, you know?
Tell them to make a
link up.
No, they need. Need a Shatters 2, like a real good Shatters
2. Yeah, that'd be bad.
Mm. I'm like, a movie that can on.
Bad.
No lie.
Shatters.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Classic.
So listen, man, I'm really happy that you guys came through. Mm-hmm. I would love to get to see you guys do this shit live.
Yeah. Of course. You have a speaker?
I got a speaker.
100.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
what we
sure.
could do, right? I'm gonna edit this in, right? Yeah. I'm gonna take you guys the mics over here and you guys can pass that mic around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I'm gonna plug in the speaker. Maybe we can get something popping.
Yeah, definitely can get these guys closer. Active. Like, you know, bring them closer. I'll be over there to get them closer.
Okay, even better.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
let's get it popping.
Yeah.
Cypher on the way. Let's go. Wow.
Ready?
My dudes.
Don't see the telling off for you like pumpy.
Tons.
Now what that's in your file, come me don't see.
Yeah.
Fucking up your hope has been a come quick. Your pussy now in a day, bring a me ya. Dig in a chip glock and shoot up your belly. Not in a long chat, get my cocky dough dead. Lick a bitch, at your back in at the ear and stay steady. She want fuck you, kill a camel.
Yo, you want hard fuck me, I fuck and dagger. Nobody wants to wish me no care, bro. Man, as you love bad man, me a Tony Montana. You like that, me do it again, mother.
So me say, naturally. Actually, me woulda live in your belly and stab it real bad freak. So she come with bad habit, man. I fuck you, make me see your balance
panic. But she love her for artist life. Non stop say how the artist nice.
Yeah,
she love her for artist vibes. Put your throat right, just so make the artist try. Miss Grippy get the artist right. She a bunks palm body, she a shine up pipe. She a move like say she want.
Yeah, man, you don't know, say. Team are check in right now, and they are wheel up your opposite.
Do it, twerk for me, please. Get up, puffy, eat me, have the recipe. Hannah, any girl, I get me energy. What bitch alone in the crib and all of them for weeks. Girl, forward, coming, I'm ramping. Soon as me reach a yard, pet the ramping. Stop me, I fuck your heart, make your body clap, fling it.
You know
then
what,
over, then start shake yo, your ass, don't stop.
Take me, I take it to a room, ram. Me turn your back, we make your ball, oh God. After we fought, nobody run, go tag.
Zongo, zongo, zeng, zongo, 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 zongo. Fling your bum, papa, me run ya. Unch, unch your back, foot, palm, my shoulder. Now do the laughing, I think me a joker. Darkness, yeah. Me lock off your light.
Then me fly, go a Brampton, UK. Think them, me say she love bad man.
What?
I bet you never know she have a wrong one. Me a girl run me down like madman. Oi, dirty money make your girl skin out. Me can't tell so she wet from the. My love girl is so cocky with a nasty mouth. So she don't have that way across it out. Right now.
Jeez.
Don't
mind this big pop it up. Big up on the damn self. He's that guy. Holy. Big salute to everybody in the building. Big thanks for everybody coming through, man. This is a legendary moment right here. We love Hip Hop Network. We are off of this, man. Doses.
Mad.
Jeez.
We love hip hop.